Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is it possible to communicate with the ghosts or the spirits of departed ones? Is it true that the White House is being haunted by ghosts and that the ghost or the spirit of Abraham Lincoln has frequently visited the White House? And what about the concept of necromancy? Have you heard about that? What does it mean? Well, reports that the White House has been visited by ghosts are not new, but the more recent report has been published regarding Nancy Pelosi. And I'd just like to read to you what has been said, and I'm quoting from Roll Call from June 6, 2012, saying that Nancy Pelosi recounted an unusual anecdote about how the ghosts of past women leaders spoke at her first White House meeting as speaker in 2006. And that's what she said. I realized that on that chair with me was Susan Anthony, Elizabeth Stanton, Alice Hall, Lucretia Mott, you name it. They were all there. And I could hear them say, at least we have a seat at the table. Now, either Mrs. Pelosi spoke in figurative terms, or she had a vivid imagination, or something real happened. But what happened? The Wikipedia Encyclopedia writes, there have been several stories about ghosts of former presidents revisiting the White House. However, the most common and popular one is that of Abraham Lincoln. Let me also read to you from hauntedplaces.com, but what I'm reading to you now has been supported and confirmed by many other sources. And this is what it says. The White House has a reputation for being one of the most haunted homes in America. President Harry Truman said the place was haunted, sure as shooting. Kennedy's press secretary, James Hagerty, admitted to sensing the presence of Lincoln's ghost in the White House, and Clinton's press secretary, Mike McCurry, admitted he was a believer. There have been many seances in the White House, but the majority occurred during the administration of Abraham Lincoln. While living in the White House, he and his wife held several seances in the Green Room in an attempt to contact the spirit of their son, Willie, who died there. Now, some have said that Abraham Lincoln only participated in one of these seances by his wife. The article goes on to say, in his book, The Choice, Bob Woodward of Watergate Reputation and Fame describes how in 1995 a seance was held by psychic John Huston in the White House solarium, during which Hillary Clinton sank into a trance and channeled the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mahatma Gandhi. Now, the White House or some of the officials have disputed the term seance, but they have not disputed the actual events. The article goes on to say, Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands was a guest of the White House when she heard a knock on her bedroom door in the middle of the night. When she answered it, Lincoln stood before her with his famous top hat and all. The Queen fainted, and when she came to, he was gone. Britain's Winston Churchill refused to sleep there after sighting President Abraham Lincoln's ghost lurking about in the Lincoln bedroom. He couldn't believe his eyes when he saw Abraham Lincoln standing by the fireplace in the room, leaning on the mantel. The two men looked each other in the face as Lincoln's apparition, notice this, slowly faded away. Theodore Roosevelt, Herbert Hoover, Margaret Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, Jacqueline Kennedy, Lady Bird Johnson, the wife of Lyndon Johnson, Susan Ford, Gerald Ford's daughter, and Marine Reagan, Ronald Reagan's daughter, have all admitted sensing the presence of the Civil War president in the White House. Marine saw Lincoln's transparent form next to the bedroom's fireplace. So far, that article. On July 9, 2009, Weekly World News reported, a government insider has revealed that Lincoln's apparition has been seen in the Oval Office on several occasions, quietly conferring with President Obama on vital world issues. The Daily Mail had this to say on November 5, 2009. The daughter of former President George Bush, Jenna Bush, told chat show host Jay Leno she had been terrified by spooky events near the fireplace in her bedroom in the White House. The 27-year-old teacher, who now works as an education correspondent for the Today Show, said, "I heard a ghost. I was asleep, there was a fireplace in my room, and all of a sudden I heard 1920s music coming out. I could feel it, I freaked out, I ran into my sister's room, she was like, 'Please go back to sleep, this is ridiculous.' The next week we were both asleep in the room. The phone rang and woke us up. We were talking and going back to bed when all of a sudden we heard this opera coming out of the fireplace. We couldn't believe it. We both jumped in bed and were asking the people that worked there the next morning, 'Are we crazy?' We tried to rationalize it, but they said they heard it there all the time." The former first daughter confessed she had never seen Abraham Lincoln's ghost, which is said to regularly haunt the White House, but she wished she had to. Close quote. The question again, my friends, are ghosts for real? What are they? Is there something like haunted houses? Is the White House haunted? And what are those apparitions? Where do they come from? Are they just the product of imagination, or is there more to it? And what about necromancy? Well, the Wikipedia Encyclopedia has this to say. Early necromancy was related to and most likely evolved from shamanism, which calls upon spirits such as ghosts of ancestors. Necromancy was prevalent throughout Western antiquity, with records of its practice in Babylon, Egypt, Greece, and Rome. There are also several references to necromancers in the Bible. The book of Deuteronomy explicitly warns the Israelites against engaging in the Canaanite practice of divination from the dead. Some Christian writers later rejected the idea that humans could bring back the spirits of the dead and interpreted such shades as disguised demons instead, thus conflating necromancy with demon summoning. Caesarius of Arles entreats his audience to put no stock in any demons or gods other than the Christian God, even if the working of spells appears to profit something. He states that demons only act with divine permission and are permitted by God to test Christian people. As we will see, the idea that we can communicate with the dead, that we can summon the spirits, the ghosts of the dead, is nothing else but an attempt to get in contact with demons. It's very dangerous because, you see, there are no ghosts of departed ones. When a person dies, a person is dead and sleeps the sleep of death without consciousness. But there are demons, of course, who are there and who can fool and deceive the people. We have published a booklet some time ago about the question of, do you have an immortal soul? And in that booklet, we have a lot to say about communication with the dead. I'd like to just quote a little bit from this booklet. This is what we said. "The attempts to communicate with the dead seem to be as old as mankind. Ancient Israel was specifically warned not to try to engage in such practices. We read in Leviticus 19:31, "Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them." So it is possible, although prohibited by God, to seek after familiar spirits. But are those familiar spirits the departed spirits of souls of dead people, as some claim? Leviticus 20:6 and 27 tell us, and I quote, "And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person. A man or a woman who is a medium or who has familiar spirits shall surely be put to death." Acts 16 gives us a clue who or what those familiar spirits are. "Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us a way of salvation.' And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And he came out that very hour." The spirit of divination was a familiar spirit, another description for a demon. It was not a departed soul, it was not a ghost, it was a demon. And when we try to get in contact with the spirits and the ghosts of departed ones, we are in actuality trying to contact demons. You see, we read in 1 Samuel 28 that Saul consulted a woman who was a medium, as we write in our booklet. The Authorized Version describes her as a woman with a familiar spirit. In the Hebrew, it says, literally, she was the possessor of a spirit. In other words, a demon. Saul consulted a witch possessed with a demon. And that demon pretended to be Samuel. But the interesting thing is, my friends, Saul didn't see anything. It was a witch who told him what she saw. And then this demon pretended to be the prophet Samuel who had died, but God had said he would not answer Saul anymore, not directly or through prophets. See, and Samuel was a prophet. Samuel, the spirit of Samuel, if that would even be possible, would never have told Saul anything through a witch. And God would most certainly have not told Saul anything through a witch either. The whole thing was demonic. And later we read that Saul was punished for having gone to this witch and having tried to find out the future through this medium. And when we do this today, when we try to do this today, trying to communicate with the dead, my friends, we are trying to get in contact with demons, whether we know it or not, and all these seances, whether real or not, are demonic if, in fact, they produce something. We should understand that it is very foolish. It is very dangerous to try to get in touch with demons thinking they are ghosts or spirits of departed ones. Paul says, don't have anything to do with demons. I don't want you to come in contact with demons. Many have tried. Many have bitterly regretted having tried to do that. Let us make sure we understand. If the White House is haunted, if these reports are true, we are not talking about spirits and ghosts of departed ones. We are talking about demonic influence. We should understand what this means and what a relevance this has for our lives today. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.